Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Washington and Seoul are considering expanding joint military exercises. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that's one announcement coming from President Biden's visit to Seoul, where he met with South Korea's new president today.
These military exercises are something that former President Donald Trump had curtailed when he tried to pursue a friendship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But President Biden is in Asia on a mission to restore traditional alliances with like-minded countries.
President Yoon and I committed to strengthening our close engagement and work together to take on challenges of regional security, including addressing the threat posed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Biden did not rule out the possibility of meeting North Korea's leader, but said it would depend on whether he was sincere and serious. The president's next stop is Tokyo, where he'll be launching a new economic framework for the region. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Seoul.
Russia is claiming to have fully captured Ukraine's city of Mariupol, declaring complete liberation of the Azovstal steel plant, where Ukrainian troops had held off a siege and a total takeover of the city for months. Now, Ukraine says those troops are free to go. Many have been taken to Russian territory and declared prisoners of war. More than 130 cases of monkeypox have appeared in some dozen countries. Just one case confirmed in the U.S., though New York health officials say another person has tested positive. Europe is experiencing its largest outbreak. The virus generally does not spread easily between people and usually occurs in Africa. So UCLA epidemiologist Anne Ramoyne says right now there are just more questions than answers.
How exactly is this being transmitted? Is this close contact? Is this sexual transmission? Is it because of a contact with a product that potentially has been contaminated?
Today, Israel and Switzerland confirmed their first cases. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is in western Montana today to mark the return of a national bison range to tribal members. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Salish and Kootenai tribes earlier this year officially took control of the bison range. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service took the land from the tribe's reservation in northwest Montana in the early 1900s to maintain dwindling bison herds. The tribes will now manage the preserve for the public. Haaland, who is the first Native American Interior Secretary, signed off on the move earlier this year as part of a water rights settlement passed by Congress. Haaland is scheduled to speak Saturday afternoon alongside other federal and state officials celebrating the return of the land to the tribes. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
It's NPR. A second person has died, police say, after a rare tornado struck a small community in northern Michigan yesterday, some 200 miles outside of Detroit. Dozens of people were injured in the city of Gaylord. Both people who died, police say, were in their 70s and residents of a mobile park home where the twister touched down. The organizers of Wimbledon are expressing disappointment over a decision to strip the tennis tournament of its ranking points because of its ban on Russian and Belarusian competitors. Vicky Barker has more from London.
The All England Club says it stands by its decision to ban Russian and Belarusian players from this summer's tournament, which it notes echoes actions taken by other sports and creative institutions, as well as the British government itself. The governing ATP and WTA, though, argued they had no choice because Wimbledon's ban violated the letter and spirit of the rankings agreement, which is based on an individual player's merits, not his or her nationality. The decision effectively reduces Wimbledon to an exhibition event, with players unable to earn ranking points as they do at other official tennis tournaments. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
As summer-like heat engulfs part of the eastern U.S., including Baltimore, crowds are gathering at pre-pandemic levels for the Preakness Stakes at the Pimlico Racetrack. There's no possibility of a triple crown with long-shot Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike resting up for Belmont next month. I'm Amy Held in Washington. You're listening to NPR News.